Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Upstate, y'all know what it is, man. It's your boy DJ Montana, the People's Champ, back in the studio kicking off Season 2 of Block Talk, man. And y'all know for the first episode of Season 2, I had to keep it right here at home. Bringing in my boy from the 864, my man Tripper is in the building, Mr. Lockett himself. What's good, homie?
What's happening, big dog? What's the word?
Hey, man, we working. You know how it go. But on the real, man, trying to figure out exactly who is Tripper. So let the people know who Tripper is.
Yeah, young dude from Anderson, South Carolina, just trying to make a way.
All right, man, so check it. You definitely got to keep it 100 with me regarding your city, because I hear a lot about Anderson, man. I hear a lot of rumors, a lot of stories. Like, what's going on in the city?
Yeah, believe all the rumors. It is real, but if it's real, if you put yourself in that situation, though, like, it don't got to be real. Like, if you got a choice. You got a real deal. You real deal got a choice. If you out here, you out here. If you ain't, you ain't. You don't got to be.
Yeah.
So you in it, you in it.
When it comes to your music, you know, everything you talking about in your music, that's what you really going through. Like, how you really living.
It's like, yeah, I'm giving them me. Like, that's what make it easy. I'm selling them me. Like, I ain't trying to sell no image or nothing fake. I only can give you what I know.
Yeah.
Or what I experienced. You feel me?
Let's take it back to the beginning, man. How'd you get the name Tripper?
The streets. Let me just say it like that.
So when'd you get it?
Probably like 2006. About 2006. I got it about when I was like 12. Mm-hmm. My brother had just got shot and I was tripping. Let me just say it like that. I was tripping.
And then it kind of just stuck with you?
Yeah, it just stuck with me.
So is that around the same time you kind of just got into the music?
Nah, I was rapping way before then. Like, me and my brother Beezy, shout out Beezy, we always rap. Like, even when we were recording karaoke with a regular headphone.
Well, you talking about like the music. Little karaoke box you bought from Walmart? And
stuff. Yeah, we had the tape. That was back when cassette tapes, like on cassette tape. You know what I'm saying? It was back then. We didn't even have beats. We would record over people lyrics already. So we was already just rapping.
I was interviewing a cat from Street Capital. Have you ever heard of them?
Yeah, sound familiar.
I was interviewing them like 2 days ago, and he was telling me how they used to record over gospel cassette tapes. I was like, my man, gospel tapes. I was like, but you know you ain't right.
He was like, hey, had to get the grind. It. That's the grind, though.
For real, you got to use what you got in front of you to make it happen. So tell me a little bit about your grind, man, because we see you out in these streets working.
I keep it old school. I like to do it the old school way. Like, I like to beat the streets. Like.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't too much of an internet dude, even though you gotta be, but I like to beat the streets. I want the streets to feel me, because that's where I'm coming from. Like, mm-hmm. That's what I'm speaking for. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be the voice of where I come from, like, the streets. Like, ain't nobody really ever just spoke on subjects the way I speak on them, and mm-hmm. the way I speak on them. So I'm trying to just get light to where I'm from, light to what we got going on.
Yeah. So you say how you like to keep it old school and be hands-on in the streets. How important is that?
To me, it's more important because you touching the people. Like, you actually build a relationship with the people. Like, there's more than a Facebook post or, like, an Instagram or picture. Like, that'll last longer. A memory will last longer than, you know what I'm saying? A picture will last long, too. But a memory, that's something, like, people going to take to the grave. Like, seen him, touched him. Like, that's stuff people want to see. I said, live, you can look. They looking at me now, live. They ain't nothing. Like, if you could touch me and actually have a conversation and have a real deal, you know what I'm saying, have a real genuine conversation with me, you gonna respect that more.
That's something I tell artists that's coming up all the time. Bro, you got to get out here in these streets. Like, because your fans, your supporters, they going to respect you more. They going to love you more because, for one, when you get in front of them, they like, damn, bro, I hear what he's talking about in his songs, but now I'm actually in front of him. That's really him, like. I feel that same vibe I hear on his music, like
facts,
in his music
facts,
or whatever.
Facts.
So you really do. Let me ask you this. Are you still the type of artist that's, you know, printing out CDs and flyers and out passing them?
Yeah, I'm both. I'm hands-on and I'm with the internet. But, yeah, I really like doing it that way.
Yeah.
Like, hand-to-hand with it.
You still got to hit the internet heavy, too.
Yeah,
now,
you got to. Yeah, I'm still on the internet heavy. Mm. You know what I'm saying? You got to really balance it. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that's why I do hand-to-hand mostly when I'm out of town. Mm-hmm. Like, around the local areas or, like, my state is more so internet-based. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's who get my stuff out to the masses. More so like that right now.
So let's talk about that a little bit, man. You on the road, you traveling city to city, because I've been watching you grind for a little minute, and boy, you moving. Tell me about a few of these cities you done been to, man. How the love you getting out there?
The love crazy. Like, that's what made me fall in love with the track. Like, I honestly didn't like it at first, but that what made me fall in love with it, the reception I get, and like, people relate to it. Like, so many people relate to it in their own way. Like, Lockett is talking about a certain subject, but you can use it however you want to. Like right now, you grinding on the radio station. Yeah. You locking your situation down. You can use it like that. Like, that's why I really did it and put it in them terms the way I did, so everybody can relate to it. It wouldn't be just a street. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's a street-based record.
I didn't even think of it that way. So that's one reason why I like, you know, doing these interviews with the artists and really get the reason why they made the songs, like their view behind it. Because like you said, now that you put it out there, you really can, you know, anybody that's doing anything can flip it into their own perception and use it towards what they got going on. Fact. You know, like you said, I got the radio on lock. And I see you moving a lot with OG Tech.
Oh, yeah, shout out OG. Shout out all the coalitions.
Now, how important is it for you to, you know, just really have that budget behind you?
I feel like that's a big deal. Because you can maneuver more. Mm-hmm. And it gets you, like, money ain't everything, but money is something. Money do count. Like,
yeah.
It can get you certain places your mouth can't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, you lock it. How many views it got now? I didn't get a chance to look.
I want to say, like, 170 something, close to 180, close to 180.
And it's not a lot of artists from around this area hitting those numbers. And now that I think about it, you one of the first artists, if not the first artist, to be in daytime rotation right here at the block. How does that feel?
That's crazy. It's a blessing. It's a blessing.
And it show the work you putting in, man. So definitely salute you, salute your team, salute to your manager, Kasia.
Yeah, shout out Kasia.
Hey, whole team working. So let's talk about this Lockett. Tell me a little bit about that. How'd it come up?
To be real, it came up like me just playing, like just real play, me like real life playing with my homeboy. At first, I was just singing it, like just. Then when I recorded it, I ain't like it. So when I recorded my homegirl Trill, she wanted my artist too though. One of my homegirl Trill, she would like perform it. I think my homeboy Jewel, rest in peace Jewel, one of his parties. And when I did it, they kept telling me to redo it. I think I did it like 3 times in a row.
Talking about, like, that night performing
it? Like, it was the first time they heard it. They just kept telling me to redo it. I only had one verse on it, though. Like,
what was this, in your hometown?
Yeah, it was in my hometown. Okay. Like, from then on, I just started, I just took that and ran with it. I just started, anytime it was a flyer, I was on it. Every flyer, every weekend, I was trying to get on it for free. I wasn't even charging nothing. I'm trying to get heard.
That's what you got to do. A lot of artists, they want money up front. Like, bro, you ain't put the work in. Nah. Nobody knows you. You're not bringing nobody to the club. So why should we pay you? Like, you really just got to get out here and grind, man. You got to.
That's a major key. Mm-hmm. The grind is the key. That's the key.
Nah, definitely. So you got Scully on it. You got BZ Boulevard on it.
Yeah.
How did you link up with them, putting them on it?
That's really family. Like, it's way deeper than music. With Scully and B's, that's my blood brother. We got the same mom and daddy, so that was inevitable. But that's just like family. Like,
I don't even think a lot of people knew that.
Yeah, like, a lot of people don't. Like, we ain't as close as you expect. But yeah, I said that's my brother.
That's family.
Of course,
right,
he gonna be a part of. I already knew what it was gonna do, so I had to bring him a part of what I had going on. Nah, just to get him a light, you know what I'm saying?
Get him a little spotlight, a platform.
Yeah, yeah. So he got a situation for himself. He can build off what I gave. You know what I'm saying?
And that's like, how it be, to man. My brother. That's how real bosses do. You put your people in place. That way, you know, they can build their own, get their own name, get their thing going. So definitely salute you on that, my man. With the success that you gained from Lockett, success you gained from just your campaign, period. How's the city been reacting to it? The city, the upstate, the state. Look, come on, keep
the
it
upstate. The upstate and the state, they rocking with me hard. The city, they don't really know how to take it. Like, I come, like, I was one of them dudes for real. Like, so a lot of people don't like to see a person that was really living like that for real, like
come up
and now I'm doing something positive. Like, a lot of people like it, but a lot of people don't. They just don't want to say it, but a lot of people don't, just being real. But they give me the motivation to go. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody be telling me to leave the city and move and all this, but that's like, that's the culture. Like, that's what I know. Like, this would give me the hunger to do this. This would this would give me the inspiration. This where I get it from. This where I get all my rhymes from, watching it and going through it and seeing all this. So right now I just feel like, I don't know, I'm just in the middle. It's a balance. It's like, it's a mixture between love and hate.
See, but I kind of, with you saying that's home, that's the culture, that's where you get your inspiration from. You know, your hometown, they gonna hate on you, and sometimes that hate get to, you know, violence. Doe B, rest in peace, Doe. How do you feel about that? Like, do you see yourself moving out the city?
Yeah, of course, but it's the way you gotta move. It's like, you don't gotta always be on Front Street. Like, you don't gotta be seen. Like, it is what it is. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can call it what you want to call it. I call it being smart. If I'm out the way, I'm out the way. I know what I got going on, so I ain't finna jeopardize what I got going on to impress somebody or to prove something to somebody, when if it comes to me, it's going to get handled the way it need to be handled. It's just how it go.
So who are some artists out of Anderson that we should be on the lookout for?
The whole NBF. For sure. Beezy Boulevard, Trill, Stunt So Fast, NBF Jody, NBF Swipe, NBF Ace. Right, we got a lot of artists. Animal City. It's a lot of artists. 448 going brazy. A lot of people, that's some controversial stuff. But, yeah, they going brazy, too. You know what I'm saying? I don't hate. You know what I'm saying? I show love to everybody. You know
so, NBF, that's too. Your team, right?
Yeah, what that's my brand. For? Nothing but family.
Now tell me a little about that. How
It started with Free My Brother Prince. It started with me and Prince. Like,
okay.
Me and Prince come from the mud together. Like, we from two different cities, but we got the same struggle. And we, like, we took that and ran with it. So we took that and just, we bought a studio. We had nothing. I didn't put it like that. We had nothing. We went and bought a studio, and we just came up with it. We were like, what's something that we stand on? Yeah. We all had value. We always stood on values and morals. You know what I'm saying? So that was the family part come in, and it was just us. It was nothing with us.
So we
took it like that and ran with it, but... When Prince called some time, Fabo was working on him and Beezy Boulevard working on his project, and I feel like he was taking too long. I was like, man, I really wanted to do the rap thing for him. So I was like, okay, I finna just do this right quick.
Yeah.
I know they're gonna turn you up. But it just went out of control. He got bigger than me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's really how it came. It really wasn't supposed to be big as it is, but I'm blessed for it to happen, though. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely feel you on that, man. Congratulations on everything.
Appreciate that.
So when you ain't in the studio recording, how you moving? What you doing, man?
Either with my kids or watching YouTube out the way. On the game or something. Doing anything to stay out the way.
Yeah.
Anything to be out the way.
Keep yourself out of trouble.
Yeah, anything to stay out of the way. Definitely. I don't care what it is.
So what are you working on next? What's after Lockett?
I got my next single, Hating On Me, finna drop real, real soon. I got to
Wait, so that's going to be the next single?
Yeah, it's going to be my next single.
All right, y'all hearing it first, yeah, man. Y'all hearing it right here.
That's the exclusive. That's going to be my next single. And I got a group project with my artist finna drop called FMBF. Then at the top of the year, I'm dropping Hurricane Kosari. It's going to be another Category 5. You know what I'm saying? Finna kill the streets.
Give me a couple artists that you listening to currently right now. I like to see what's on Triple's playlist.
To be real, I'm like old school. I really don't listen to a lot of rappers. Like I ain't gonna lie, in the club now I be lost. I be lost. I don't really know what be going on. I be for real. I listen
you just
to
be
like
in there, but.
Yeah, I just be in there. But like right now, I say Lil Baby Gunna. I'm still on the Hot Boys. I'm still on them Mystical, Herb. Tupac. That's about it. I really listen just to old, like, 90s music. I really don't like too much of what's going on right now.
So it ain't none of the new artists outside of Baby and Gunna that you just really rocking with?
Herb, my favorite artist right now. And 3000, Andre. Herb and Andre, that's really who I listen to mostly. Herb and Andre, that's really it.
So let me ask you this. Would you sign to a major label?
Yeah.
Of course it's the money, and, right?
And it gotta be the situation gotta be right. Like it gotta be beneficial in the right way. And it gotta market me the right way. Like, I don't want to be no puppet. I still want to be me. I don't want to change my image. I want to keep it genuine, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, what made the people, I want to keep it the way the people fell in love with me.
So what's the label that you would potentially sign to if the situation was right?
Rock Nation or 300 or something like that. Empire.
I feel you on that. Okay.
Something small. I want to be the face of something, like the priority. Like, I want to be like help build a label. You know what I'm saying?
I like
help
that.
Make the label. Okay. Yeah, like Quality Control. Mm-hmm. How when they got Amigo, they help build it.
Yeah.
I want to have a label like that.
Okay.
And
I like
go with
that.
The label.
So you ain't afraid of, you know, getting your hands dirty and just building, being a part of something that's going to take a ass of dedication and work.
Nah, because they same way in the streets. You put your all into what you're doing. You got to put your all into what you're doing. Mm-hmm. It just come with the territory.
So who are some of your favorite producers right now?
What's Gunna producer? My boy Jody got me on Gunna so hard. I don't know.
So those type of beats you rock with?
Yeah, like DJ L's, Lil Mexico, Kickstand, of course.
Oh, yeah.
NBL Stiff. 26 bands, OG Gas.
Okay.
A couple, yeah. That's what I'm rocking with right now.
When you up there on that stage, man, what is it like just seeing all your fans and supporters rapping your song?
It's crazy.
With me being a DJ in the city, I know firsthand I can cut the song and the whole crowd will sing it. Like, I don't even need to bring it back in. How does that make you feel? Like, did you ever see yourself in this situation, man?
I dreamed of it. I ain't gonna say, like, like I said, I really didn't want the rap thing for me. Like, I take everything like it's just a blessing. Like, it just meant to happen. That's why I just take it how it come. It's all a surprise to me, everything.
So you kind of just taking it day by day?
Yeah,
you,
day for day.
You ain't expect none of it.
No, I ain't expect none of it.
Keeping it 100, bro, I'm the same way. Like, everything you see me doing, Maybach, Bootsy's label, I ain't expect none of it, bro. I'm just taking it day by day because I ain't see none of it. But, of course, I'm going to grind my ass off to continue getting bigger. But I don't know what tomorrow going to hold.
See, that was speak, though. The grind speak for itself. Mm-hmm. You don't got to say nothing. The grind speak. Even when you don't even know nobody watching, they watching.
Fast.
You got to keep grinding.
So let's go ahead and get into this locket, man. We done find out who Triple is. Go ahead and introduce this locket for me real quick.
This Triple Cosar, man. You getting to right now. Locket. You did. All right,
man. You heard it first. Your boy Triple in the building. Lock Talk. DJ Montana. Let's go.
Lock it. Put my wrist in a bowl and I lock it. Goddamn news, I got the game, the city stole, the shit will not come free. News too far, size of Tupac of the East. Little homie, but a goddamn beast. Rich than the bowl and the lock on the street. Triple got a lock and the key. Phone keep ringing, still ain't got no sleep. Why they keep on bothering me? I sell it high, don't let the hill come cheap. Got no bargains on me. Can't tell where that don't strut. We keep carbon with beans. We don't do no arguing with me. Can't tell where that don't strut. We keep carbon with beans. We don't do no arguing with me. Lock it. Lock it. Like a key in a hole. Put my wrist in the bowl and I lock it.
That hoe you with ain't never seen me, now she choosing.
Hey, better like
it. Hey, acting bougie with that loose ass. Gucci. Hey, I ain't cuffing, I just wanna shoot a movie. Shoot a film. I got the box with the bread in it. Trip got a drink with the red in it. I'm okay with a caramel color chick, but I like the yellow and red with me. And I got a bun in your head different. Leave a text on the opening red scent. And she got her own, so she bread with it. If she ain't loyal, that's a dead business.
Lock. Lock. Like a key in a hole, put my wrist in a bowl and I lock.
For 14 days straight, got a nigga 2 weeks.
Damn,
I know I got the plug, feeling like it meets. Slim squeeze on the 40, robbing me ain't gonna be sweet. Fable 2-1 shot on the south for the east.
Damn.
At 12 come, everybody know the flea. I got work guns and a felony.
I do.
If I get caught, they might throw away the key. Cut the feds, they'll throw a young nigga 25 like Rose number. I'm in the truck with my wrist in the bowl, I'm beating a pot like it stole from me. I got the residue all on the stove, I'm wiping it up like my nose running. If I ever meet a plug daughter, I'm shooting my shot like Joe Johnson. I got a bitch chopper by the door and a whole bunch of shooters around me. Skin money, it don't make no money, and these niggas soften it down. I'ma keep trapping and trapping and trapping all through the city and county. The way I be wiping these motherfucking babies, let me see me to the county.
Lock. Put my wrist in a bowl and I lock it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.